Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Jio GigaFiber, which is a new thing in broadband internet connections in India. It's an initiative by Reliance Jio, the telecom operator, and they are getting into the fixed line internet business as well. Also, it is currently in the testing phase, so they are not charging much to sort of get it set up and start using the internet on that. Now, we have spoken to a couple of people who have used Jio GigaFiber, and in our team, we have one person who is using GigaFiber. So we thought now is a good time to answer all of your questions about this service and whether it's worth getting or not. So everyone, please welcome Sandeep Sinha to the podcast once again.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, so Sandeep is our Hindi editor. He heads the Hindi website of Gadgets 360, and he's the one who's gotten GigaFiber first in this team, and he's ready to answer all of your questions, which can also be found in some detail on gadgets360.com. So I'm your host, Pranay Parab, and I will be grilling him, asking him all sorts of tough questions about GigaFiber. Sandeep, are you ready?
Always ready.
Okay, then. So the first thing I want to know is GigaFiber, how can you get it? Is it open to everybody, or like, do you need some kind of a permission from your society, from someone else to get it?
No, the process remains the same. You must remember that last year around July, they made an announcement regarding Jio GigaFiber connection that they will be taking interest from 15th of August from on Jio website and My Jio app. The process still remains the same. Currently also, you can only get broadband connection from Jio provided the company broadband lines have reached your area. So it's not like that you go to Jio store or you go to My Jio website or My Jio app or My Jio website and say that I want to make the payment for the connection and can you provide me the internet connection. It's not like that. Currently it's about if service is available in your area, the Jio GigaFiber connection can be bought for your home connections.
Okay, so basically you need to sort of register your interest and then hope that, you know, the service is available in your area and then maybe they'll come to your place and install it. So how long did this whole process take for you?
So basically I had shown interest on 15th of August itself, last year, 2018. So recently, few months back, I came to know that in my building there was pipeline installations. So I just asked them about it, that what is it for? Because we already have Airtel connection or that Den Digital connection for internet in our building. And these two internet service providers are already working in our society. So I asked them, what is it about? They said that it's about Jio connection. So Jio is doing that they're going to every society. They're asking for permission for setting up the whole infrastructure for this internet. And if they get permission from the society management, then more or less within a month or two, they start the internet service connection in your house.
Okay, so you saw this how long ago? Them digging up the pipeline installation thing?
Somewhere around November, December last year.
Okay, and when did the connection get activated in your house?
It took almost 2 months, I believe around 25th or 26th of January. Actually, I found out a pamphlet. One night after the office, I reached home around 10. So I found out a pamphlet about Jio broadband connection. So I thought that, okay, fine, the connections have arrived and the representative are normal, that promotional pamphlets that saying that you can get that connection. So I called them up and asked them, that what is the procedure, what charges are you looking for? Then they said that, sir, we have your number. Please provide me the flat number. We'll be coming to you next day, next weekend, any time possible, any time which suits your convenience. So I said that, okay, meet me on weekends. And I discussed with them about the connection, that what services will you be providing, what charges you will be taking. So these common broadband connection that happens with the same similar process happens with the Airtel, similar process happens with any other, like Tata Sky is also into the broadband connection these days. So they also follow the same process. So Jio is also doing that.
Okay, so with these people, what we have noticed is that they are currently giving these services for free, if I'm not mistaken, but you have to pay a security deposit of 4,500 rupees, which is refundable. And the refund is actually not exactly very, very simple to get. There is a 60-day time limit, I think, on getting refunds. So basically, it's currently in the trial phase, so that deposit is refundable, and there's, you know, nothing else really, in the sense that you don't exactly have to pay a monthly fee or something. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they're following the similar pattern from that Jio SIM connection. They're saying that it's a preview offer right now.
Okay, so that's actually fair enough. But, you know, people have to realize that unlike a SIM connection, it's not just about building towers in various places and activating them. Here, you have to actually manually dig up the ground and put in cables to install it. I also spoke to somebody who got a gigafiber connection in their locality. And they said that it took almost a year for the company, for Jio, to get permission from their society to get this installed.
Jio is seriously facing this problem because last year itself, Jio bought that Hathway and Den Digital. Both the both the companies related to internet services. So I had a feeling that Jio is actually, one way or the another, Jio is trying to monopolize the market. That is very, very clear, very evident from this acquisition. But I felt that these Hathway and Den Digital have already got permissions to permissions in different societies of the in different cities. So I thought that Jio would be leveraging those permissions, but it's not that case. It's not that case. What I came to know that Jio is going to every society management on personal capacity and asking for permission to install the infrastructure, to work out on the infrastructure needed for internet connection.
Well, my understanding about this is that you have to take permission on a society level. So you go to every building and you ask for their permission, and if they allow you, only then can you sort of get in. And in many places, a lot of these ISPs have these agreements where, like, they got exclusive rights for that society, right?
Society, there are few people I've met and they have complained about it, that no, my society has made it very clear that there will be no Jio connection in our society. We already have Airtel, or we already have Tata Sky, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also sort of in a way, like, if you look at it from a consumer standpoint, it is always good that, okay, Jio is entering the market and offering a better technology at a lower price. That's good. But on the other hand, you can completely understand why other companies are sort of not happy about this. It's the same thing that we saw in the SIM card market. When Jio came along and launched these low price plans, everyone else was able to, like, was forced to sort of cut prices. Yeah. And since Jio Gigafiber has announced that they'll be launching, basically a lot of these companies have been, you know, reducing the prices and giving more internet caps on their plans as well.
Yes, they have been very aggressive in their approach while in different area. Like, the prices have been reduced to, like, jaw-dropping prices, where you cannot expect 100 Mbps speed at $899. Gone are those days when you used to pay $1,200, $1,500 just for 40 Mbps. Now, Airtel has $999 rupees plan with 100 Mbps speed.
Yeah, that's, so, you know, actually a very good example to give. Even in my locality, the local cable operator earlier, I still remember paying 700 rupees, 800 rupees for a 2 Mbps line.
Yes, line, 4 Mbps. They used to be unlimited in that case.
Yeah, no fair usage policy or no data cap. But it was still like 700, 800 rupees for a really low speed. And over, you know, the last 2 years or so, my local ISP has gone from giving, say, 15, 20 Mbps max to now 100 Mbps currently at the same price. He's not exactly increased the prices. He's just like said 2,000 rupees per month is the maximum that I will charge. And that is basically 100 Mbps with certain, like, use case scenarios where, like, if you use it for your business, it's the lease line or something, only then. Otherwise, most people get it for like 800, 1,000, 1,200 or something. So the prices have definitely come down. Now what I do want to know is that, you know, in when it comes to Jio Gigafiber, have what is the one thing that you don't like about the service? Because, you know, it's clear that it's in the testing phase, it's bound to have some problems. So what is the one thing that you don't like?
It took too much time to register a complaint. Because a few days back, I had an internet blackout with my connection. So I called them up and asked them that my internet is not working. Help me out. So they asked too many questions. Sir, what is light doing? Is it stable or is it blinking? If it's blinking, then okay, sir, let me check if there is a problem in your area or not. If it is stable, so what's your complaint? I said that internet is slow on one system. Sir, is it slow on one system or is it slow on every system? Can you check on every system? But there were too many questions being asked. So I said, okay, no, I got irritated. I just asked them that, can you provide me a stable connection? I'm just asking you that. Finally, they realized that the customer has got angry about the whole process. So then only they registered the complaint. And after 4 to 5 hours, it took 4 to 5 hours to sort out that problem. So fine. Okay, they are in testing stage, so I can give them that benefit of doubt. But still, matlab, the process, I've been an Airtel user for almost 1 year. So I know what Airtel does, how Airtel communicates to its customer, how Airtel solves the problem, how Airtel responds to the problem. So I felt that Jio could do much better than that.
Yeah, so we hope that, you know, the customer service part definitely increases. Now I'll share a bit what my friend told me. His name is Preshit. You can find him on Twitter at @PreShit. So he used to work with Gadget360 earlier and now is using Jio Gigafiber. So what he told me was that the Jio Gigafiber connection in his locality has gone down, say, around twice in 5 months. And it's, you know, like the connection going down is pretty rare. And they sort of like he called somebody and then they fixed it overnight. Basically, it was not available for a few hours and then it got fixed. But otherwise, sometimes the speed sort of has dropped for him. And what he said is that restarting the router automatically has fixed most of these problems.
So that is why that customer care guy was asking me about that. How is the light? Is it stable or is it blinking? I think they have some inner mechanism about it, so they're sorting it out.
Yeah. Now, one more thing I want to highlight here is that, like Preshit also mentioned, that Jio Gigafiber uses something called as double NAT. Now, you know, in layman terms, this means that if you want a static IP, which is something that's very important for certain people, then, you know, at the moment, there is no way to get it. So if you care about that, which most people don't, but if you care about getting a static IP address, then, you know, Jio is not for you. Now, with Jio, like, as we said earlier, you know, some of the technologies used are also new. Now, what we understand is that other service providers, most of them still use copper lines, you know, for their internet connection. And that means that, you know, there are certain issues that still basically suffer, such as attenuation, which is a problem with all these copper lines. Now, you know, that's something that a technology issue, nothing can be done about it. But, well, the Jio connection definitely does use better tech than that, because, you know, they built their technology recently. It's not like they are using something that was older. So it's the same thing. Like, you know, do you have, you know, 4G only and nothing else? Or do you have like an older technology and 4G as well? So Jio's, you know, doesn't have that issue. Now, another thing that we sort of heard from multiple people is that the router that they gave is called GigaHub, right?
Yeah.
So the Jio Gigafiber router is apparently like pretty good. Like if you actually go into the settings, you get basically simultaneous dual band AC Wi-Fi, which is 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. And the range is pretty decent. And you can also like have multiple Wi-Fi profiles in that. So like, I don't know, Sandeep, if you have bothered to like go into the router settings and try to configure things. But people who have done that, they are saying that you can apparently see which all devices are connected to the Wi-Fi network and also block individual devices that are connected. You know, you can even do this remotely, which is actually pretty good if you know, you want to have that level of control, or if you're a parent looking to control the internet use of your child or some other similar purpose like that. But one thing that, you know, did strike me was that, you know, Jio gives what, 1.1 terabytes of data on each connection per month. Now, the
it's not like that. It's not like, because see, formally, what they're saying that under preview offer, sir, we'll give you 100 GB data every month at the speed of 100 Mbps. Fine. So I asked them up that if I use every bit of 100 GB, what happens next? They said, go to Jio website or My Jio app. You can do a top-up recharge of 40 GB so for free. Then again, I asked them that, okay, 40 GB is also very less for me in case if I use it for some purpose. They said that you can do this for 25 times. But I just forgot to ask them that, is this 25 times available for the whole preview offer period or just for a month? But I believe it must be for a month. So that is why everyone is claiming that you get around 1100 GB data every month.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it should be because on a per month basis. But my question is, will this last after the preview offer is over also, or is this just for now?
No. They've made. I did ask them that what will be the plans, what data can we expect in coming months and everything. They said, sir, until the commercial launch happens, we don't know anything. Currently, we are at a testing stage, so we just can tell you that you can use as much as this much data for next 3 months for free. But if commercial launch does not happen in coming next 3 months, so I believe this preview offer will be extended further.
Okay. So then that's something to, you know, look at. What are the prices that you've heard of so far? Has anyone mentioned what price they'll launch these plans?
Something around 700, 500, 800, something like that. There have been some media reports claiming that the plans will be starting from 599, 600, something like that. So, but these are only, to an extent, these are gossip. You don't know what plans they're going to come up with. One thing is for sure that whole India will have a preview offer, like Jio SIM last year, Jio SIM in couple of years back.
Another thing is also clear is that this will take much longer to roll out than the Jio SIM program.
Yeah, I believe it will take another couple of years to completely reach out to every area of this country for Jio.
Yeah, for example, in my building where I stay, they have not yet even made an appearance. So, you know, it's not like it's very popular, and that's why so few people are talking about Jio Gigafiber right now.
In my area, what happened, I asked them that how long you guys have been working in our area. They said that we came to your area only after we realized that there are 15,000 flats in your area. And there were too much of interest shown from your area. So then we thought, the market penetration is very good in this area. So we should do that. So they said in Ghaziabad area, they have been providing services for around 1.5 years in Rajnagar extension and Indrapuram area. So we can guess that how long it took them to reach just another area of Ghaziabad district.
It took them almost a
year to reach out to our area. So it will take them another couple of years to reach every portion of the.
Yeah, and probably even longer, because last mile connectivity is a problem that cannot be solved with, you know, any other thing, right? You have to actually physically go there, get permission, dig up the area, and only then can you lay your cables. So it's not a simple problem.
Infrastructure
to solve.
Work is very different from what we know about SIM connection. It's very different. It's time taking, too many paperwork, and you know how bureaucracy works in this country.
Yeah.
It will take time.
Yeah, definitely. Now, one final thing I want to highlight from my end, and then Sandeep, I will ask you if you want to add anything else about Jio Gigafiber. So the last thing I want to say is that this 40 GB top-up system is something that I am not a fan of. Now, what I've been told is you can go to the Jio website or you can go to the Jio app and you can select a top up. It's exactly like a prepaid mobile recharge, and you can queue multiple of these top ups. So for example, if you queue say 7 or 8 of these, then you are set for some time, right? It's like 40 GB each top up. So if you, for example, queue 10 of these, then I think you will be set for what, 400 GB, and which is a reasonable limit. So that's something you can do.
I'm not very sure about queuing, but I know this, that you can go and do a particular top-up recharge, everything, what I have been informed. Luckily, I have not used up my data, which I'll be doing in a couple of days. So I'm almost there. I'm about to use my 100 GB data. So after that only, I can clarify that, can you queue that up, or you just need to go every time, go back to the website or go back to the app and do the recharge for one top up?
Yeah, so I've been told that queuing up is possible. Someone I know has queued up like 8 of these 40 GB top ups at one time. If you're, for example, if you're downloading some large file overnight, now I'm not saying that most people will do this, but in our line of work, this is actually pretty common, because Gadgets 360 has multiple offices. So what happens is, sometimes when you shoot a video, you send footage from, you know, one office to another. And if you, for example, are not sitting in office, and if you're working from home and you urgently need to download that footage and go through it, so sometimes we end up downloading like 40, 50, 60 GB a night. That is also a very likely possibility. So for these kinds of situations, you can queue up multiple of these top-ups at one time, and you don't have to worry, my 40 GB might expire while this is downloading and the download may get cancelled. So you know, that's a pretty decent system to have. But I'm still not a fan of this, because you know, they should just provide more data directly instead of giving these, you know, in bite-sized top-up systems. And I'm also worried, what will happen to the speed of Jio Gigafiber once more people sign up? Will the network be able to provide that? I am not entirely sure. So Sandeep, have you done a speed test on your connection, and do you know how much speed you get on that?
Somewhere around 90 Mbps plus most of the time.
So I'll just clarify, this is 90 megabits per second. So I've heard also similar things. Most people are saying that it's between 90 and 95 Mbps mostly.
Most of
and
the time.
And also it's download and uploads both. It's not just 90 Mbps download and 2 Mbps upload. It's 90 Mbps download and 90 Mbps upload. Which is again, you know, very important in our line of work. If you're doing something as simple as attaching a file in your email.
For any customer who's paying for a, someone has promised you for a data, saying that we'll provide you 100 up to 100 Mbps speed for a month, for a whole month, then any customer will want that kind of speed, because after all, you're paying for it.
So Sandeep, is there anything else you want to highlight about Jio Gigafiber, something that we have missed and not spoken about so far?
There are two to three things I would say. We have said it many times that it's a preview offer. So if you want a connection, then you need to, you might have to wait for it. If you're lucky enough, you will surely get it. So you need to keep your eyes and ears open to find out that your area has Jio Gigafiber connection or not. And it's a prepaid connection. They have made it very clear that right now it's a prepaid connection. They will come up with some postpaid plan later on, but I believe for at least an year, they will continue with the prepaid connection, which is not the case with Airtel. Airtel has a postpaid connection. And third one is that you have been hearing about Jio DTS services, maybe Jio phone call services. So these things are currently at testing stage, and they do provide you Jio Giga Hub, but they do not provide you anything which can be used for DTH connection or for phone calls. So right now you only have broadband connection from Jio, nothing else.
Okay, so I think, you know, that pretty much covers most of the things that people want to know about Jio Gigafiber. As we said multiple times, it's currently in the preview stage. We are recording this on February 5th, 2019. So everything that we've told you is accurate as of this point, but things might change, as is the case with all of these things that are in preview. And we may be talking about Jio Gigafiber again if and when that happens. Until then, thank you very much, Sandeep, for joining us. And
thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners as well for joining us on this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, please do us a favor. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at Gadgets360. And you can also send us an email if you have any questions, comments or feedback, which is at podcast@gadgets360.com. And finally, if you listen to this podcast via any app such as Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or Google Podcasts on your Android phone or any other app of your choice, please subscribe to the show. Please rate it and please review it. These things, they really help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening.